What's up, guys? Animitch here. Welcome to the Animitch podcast. I'm Animitch. With me today, Animitch.
What's up, guys? Animitch here.
Broiky Demon.
What's up, guys? Animitch here.
Happy Man.
What's up, guys? Animitch here.
Ian.
What's up, guys?
You ruined the streak! Fuck you!
God damn it!
You ruined
Ramal.
Already? Jesus!
Ramal?
Ramal died.
What? You killed Ramal.
That's what not happened? Very Animitch, I've gotta tell you. Mixmaster Mao.
What's up, guys? Animitch here.
Roosty.
What's up, guys? Animitch here.
And special guest, Yalen V.
What's up, guys? Animitch here.
And this is going to be a spectacular podcast. We're going to play Family Feud. We're going to have some news. We're going to talk about Off, the book club game. We're going to have a conundrum and a fan fiction. But first, we have received some phonograms. We received around 500 phonograms, but I have selected my two favorites for you, and Happy Man will now play them now with his mute brother.
Okay, this first one is from Matt B.
Fucking nerds.
I agree.
It's going to be really hard to follow that voiceover.
Thanks.
I feel sorry for
this next one is 4 minutes long.
Oh, God.
Do you guys want me to play it or?
Yeah.
Well, we got time and I'll tell you if I get bored, but yeah, it's some sort of opera, isn't it?
If it's really boring, we can just turn it off.
This is but one of the podcasts of which the people speak. Long ago, there existed a web where a video industry flourished. It was a prosperous land, blessed with fine stories, fair criticism, and peace. But one day, a group of evil known as gay men journalists took the video fun away. With its strength at their command, they spread shit taste across the web. But then, when all hope had died and the hour of doom seemed at hand, a young boy and his jaded asshole friends arrived. Wielding monotone and mildly annoyed voices, they complained about the industry and helped nothing. Eventually, they gave up on video entirely and talked about whatever the fuck. The gentleman's tale was passed down through generations until it became a legend. But then, a day came when a fell wind began to blow across the web. The great evil that all somehow forgot about once again crept forth from the depths of the Tumblr, eager to resume its dark designs. The people believed that the gentleman would come again to whine. But the men did not appear. Faced by an onslaught of shit, the people could do nothing but appeal to the great Google Jew lords. In their last hour, as doom drew nigh, they left their future in the hands of fate. But what became of that web? None remain who know. The memory of the good taste in video vanished, but its legend survived on the neckbeard's breath. On a certain website, it became customary to try and cry about how shit video is. Crying like entitled shits, they aspire to find heroic journalists to cast down evil. Wrong chord. Then they got a bunch of crying assholes. This is Gentlemen Discussing Video. Fuck's sake.
Wow.
Wow. Gentlemen, I think we can end the podcast right here. There's no way we can help that.
Well, that just happened.
Okay.
I think
that's amazing.
That was pretty good, but in the future, you need to make the voicemails shorter than that, I think.
You know,
if more people are
going
to send voicemails and they're all 4 minutes each, we can't play them. So.
When the voicemail... was
I doubt anyone else is going to bother with making that long of a fucking voicemail.
When voicemails was proposed, I assumed that they just asked questions or something.
Whatever the fuck we want. I don't give a shit.
Just make it short.
Jesus Christ.
I would say that chronicled the 1,000-year history of GDV very well.
This podcast was first passed down on stone tablets, you know. I'm the 19th Catsman.
Catsman, why didn't you introduce the soundboard in the beginning?
I didn't
just,
introduce
just skipped him like it's nothing.
Well, he can't
you
say...
You have feelings too, you know?
Silly
he
Ramal.
Can't say what's
people.
Up, guys, Animich here, so as far as I'm concerned, he's not a
no,
person.
Happy, don't you have the sound file that I sent you of me saying what's up, guys, Animich?
Oh, yeah. I should have just had him play that.
Wow.
Okay, let's introduce soundboard. And soundboard!
he's pretty great.
That wasn't What's Up Guys Animich here, but whatever.
I don't have the file right away. It would take a
okay.
long to figure it out.
That's close enough.
What kind of soundboard is it?
The point is these were excellent phonograms. These were excellent phonograms we got this week. Send us your phonograms and we'll play
them. Also, we're not gonna respond to the comments anymore on the podcast because we do that on the website anyway. So if you want us to respond to one of your inquiries, then send us a voicemail because we think that's funnier.
Yeah.
As long as they're
I love
really
this
long.
Shit, man. It's your turn to do Family Feud.
Okay. Is everyone here now familiar with how Family Feud works?
No.
More about what happens.
None of us are ever, ever.
Family Feud is a quiz game in which the quiz questions are all arbitrary. They were asked to a group of people beforehand, and the point of the game is to guess which answer was answered the most. Like, for example, things you have in your wallet, the biggest answer would be money followed by credit card and stuff like that. The point values for questions are equal to how many people gave the answers. With 11 people answered an answer, that's how many points you're going to get for guessing that. Competitors are divided into two teams. I announce a question, you bust in with an answer. First correct answer gives you possession of the board, and you got to keep answering questions. You have two strikes. If you get a wrong answer, you get a strike. Two strikes and you're out, and the other team gets to guess. That means if they get one correct answer on the board still, then they steal all your points that you got that round. And then we have the fast money round, which I'll get to when we get to it. Also, the questions are all video game related, as you may have figured out.
The teams! I want to know who's going to be with the power player this time, which is Mao, obviously.
Can I not participate?
Mao's the top nerd?
No, you cannot participate, because otherwise they will be uneven teams.
We're going to force you to be part of this, Yavin.
Damn.
You can't just not
Can
talk
I not
want.
Participate That's as well? All. Then we're even.
No, oh
no, you all have to participate.
You guys are fucking boring, but I guess that's fine.
Would have been too easy.
Are you the kind of people who just sit against the walls at dances? You sit
I
with
up.
Me.
I'm that
Bringing up
person.
Painful memories.
The teams
Once
are
when I was...
Team Freaky Demon's family, consisting of Freaky Demon, Catsman, Mao, and Rusty.
Yeah!
And Lord Ramal's family, consisting of Ramal, Animich, Yandrasil, and Yellen.
All right, Freaky, does this mean you will be the head of our family We can make it the map. Okay.
Freaky, Catman, Mao, and Rusty versus Ramal, Animich, Yandersil, and Yellen. I'm going to roll out the first question. Freaky Demon and Ramal, be ready to answer. With a hashtag in the chat, apparently, because that's how we do it now. I want you to give me the worst protagonist from an RPG. Ramal.
Titus.
Survey says. Titus.
JRPG is not
Titus is any RPG. Titus is the number three answer, 7 points.
Wow.
All right, wow. Lightning.
Survey says number one answer, 10 points.
There you go.
Squall.
Survey says number two answer, 8 points. Oh fuck.
We're fucked.
Oh yeah, passer player. I forgot about that.
What do you think, Ramal? What do you think, Dad?
I don't know.
Oh, goddammit, if you said
you're
that
the
they...
mom, you decide.
Yep, what?
No, you're the man of the house, you decide.
Let's go.
You're the
keep
going. The familiars act like
they
it.
Continue going. Okay, give me another bad RPG protagonist.
Jeez.
Go on, Ramal, you're so sure.
Van.
Survey says... That is the number four
Van.
Answer, 4 points.
Van from where? Who is Van?
Final Fantasy 12.
Oh.
He's notoriously bad, because he's not even
is
related to the plot.
I don't remember anything about him.
He's not even related to the plot in any way.
Survey says... Sarah is not in, you have one strike, one to go.
It's Yavlin's turn now.
I don't know!
No, do it.
Commander Shepard.
Survey says... Commander Shepard is in!
Wow!
You. Nice!
I had a feeling I know this target audience.
You are the worst JRPG character.
It's not RPG.
It's just RPG.
Whatever.
It's just that most JRPGs are really bad.
Give me another.
How many more do we have left?
Two.
I kind of want to say Sedain.
Survey says... Sedain Tribal is not in... Freaky Demon, Catman, Mauer, Rusty. You may steal the board with one correct answer.
Is Animich a MILF?
So, who gets to answer now?
I said,
Freaky
is
Demon,
Animich
Catman, Mauer, Rusty.
Cats?
You guys want to take the chance? I do.
Yeah, hell yeah, we're going to take a chance.
I don't know any more RPG protagonists.
What about... RPG can we all answer at the same time?
No, we got to think first.
Now I know it's called family.
Now, the time happy.
You're our ace in the hole. Just you answer.
I got to think.
I
got to think.
I don't know if it's in.
I shouldn't have showered.
So it is Animich and MILF.
Yes.
Okay.
I might have an idea, but I don't know if it's right.
Well, there's no way to know if it's right, so just say it.
Fine,
can
I
say it?
Family? I got nothing, Rusty.
Yes, just say it.
Cloud.
That is it. Cloud is the number seven answer.
Rusty, you're a shiny
Rusty
golden god.
Thank you.
Freaky Catman, Rusty, you steal the points. Let me calculate it.
Wow.
Yes! Thanks, Rusty.
This is the worst game ever. I'll never win.
Wow.
Sorry I doubted you, Rusty.
Sorry, I've never played Final Fantasy before.
I haven't played a single Final Fantasy game, but I know those names.
Yeah, that
I think Cloud's pretty funny, actually. Like, he calls Barret a bear wearing a marshmallow.
I'm surprised, Commander.
Anyway, the one
yeah,
answer that nobody...
Yeah, I was true about that.
One answer left on the board was Lloyd Irving from Tales of Symphonia.
There was
a joke answer. I get a lot of joke answers that are really unfunny, but I thought this one was kind of funny. Name the worst protagonist from RPG. Everyone, because I always play as myself. Such a defeatist. We're moving on to question number two. Ramal and Freaky again. Get ready to buzz. I want you to name me games where you can use the Konami code. Ramal. Freaky, say it.
Contra?
Survey Damn says.
Shit, I don't know.
Then why did you buzz?
Number one answer.
Reaction!
Boom!
That's not how it works.
Of course.
That was the number one answer, Freaky's family. Do you want to pass or play?
I think we can play this.
I don't know anything about the Konami code, Konami except code how games? It goes.
I know it's, one no, more
in
game.
Any Konami game, you have to
fucking it's basically the older Konami games.
Man, shush!
You're on our team, shut up.
I don't know, if we pass it... If we get struck out for two strikes, it immediately passes, right?
I yes. say we take it.
Freaky Steam still.
You will continue still... playing. Alright, so yes. Name me another Konami code game.
Gradius.
Gradius is the number two answer with 6 points.
How many answers are there left?
5. You make a decision.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sorry, guys. This is a bad idea.
No, but we would have probably lost it anyway if we passed
what
it.
What other games has Konami made on NES?
So we're up now, right?
No, we haven't got anything wrong.
I honestly don't know any Konami code stuff. I'm bad about this.
Well, just gotta guess then.
The Konami code is also in non-Konami games, by the way, so...
Yes, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, okay, I've got one I know for certain, however, will probably draw me extreme revilement and displeasure from all.
If it's a certain point, go ahead.
I don't know if it's a certain point. At least I think this is
well,
true.
Well, you gotta say it.
At least you have a guess.
Do it. Right, do it. Just do it, man. Just
we have
do
nothing,
it.
So Bioshock Infinite.
Survey says...
What?
Bioshock Damn. Is in.
Yeah, it's how you unlock
wow.
the...
You're at ace in the hole.
It's how you unlock the
number 7 answer.
Mode,
you may
believe.
Continue.
Other than that, I've got nothing.
Guys, I'm a big fan of Castlevania Bloodlines, and I think it's in that game.
Castlevania Bloodlines. Survey says.
God damn it!
It is not in.
You people don't like good games.
Yeah, one more strike. 4 answers to go.
It has to be in one of the Castlevanias, right?
You think so?
The only game where I knew it was in was Contra, and that was already named.
What about Super C? Do you think people will have said... Does anyone give a shit about Super C, aside from me?
No,
I don't know what that is.
Super C is not in. Team okay. Ramal's family, you may steal the board with one correct answer.
Right. They're going to steal it. They're going to steal it all.
Okay, I got one.
All right, go for it.
Metal Gear Solid Revengeance.
Survey says...
Please don't be in. Please don't be in.
No!
Wow.
Answer.
You got
you
Metal Gear
board,
Solid
the
Rising Revengeance, and you didn't get fucking Castlevania Bloodlines. You people are assholes. You do
Dylan,
this to me every
you're the
time.
Best, son. You're way better than Mitch.
I'm the mother!
Yeah, Mitch is the mother! Unless you've got some sort of weird, like, incestual,
we
hermaphroditic
do,
family
well,
thing going on.
Freaky Demon's family has 33 first. Points, and Lord of Mal's family has 23. I'm about
Mitch
to give up
the
third question.
Mother. And the father and the son.
So, freaking Ramal, be ready.
This time, don't buzz in unless you know the answer, Ramal.
Yeah, don't buzz in unless you know the answer.
Hey,
you can't
answer
the team right
time.
Away.
Freaky, please react.
Name a game that has a cameo from another series. Ramal.
Smash Bros.
Survey says.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That's,
fuck. Oh,
no! That's not really. That's
Ramal!
No.
I remember.
Yo, there are tons of other series.
No, all right, listen, so freaking... I remember the survey, and it said that was the question. But in brackets, it said except for Smash Bros.
Yeah,
you should have read that.
It didn't say except for Smash Brothers. It said crossover games don't count because those games are all cameos.
That was the detail.
Yeah, pretty
much. You shouldn't have let like. You know,
well,
I didn't do the survey.
I'm assuming
you
guys
think,
were
you could have thought of it
understood what
well.
Cameo is.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
but there are cameos as well. Like, there are characters that don't play.
Cameo
and
is
they're
Stan
there.
Lee showing up in Spider-Man. The Avengers movie is not a cameo. If I put
that's
it that
a
way.
Great analogy, Happy Man.
But anyway, so, Freaky's family, you have the board. If you can name it, one correct answer there is.
Do I have to answer again, or...?
No, anyone from your team can answer.
Does anyone have a good answer? That
yes,
pretty sure
I might
of?
Have one.
No, Ramal
go on, Rusty.
Ramal only got
the,
one.
The NES Punch Out.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Survey says.
That's a good answer.
No, I was going to say.
Yeah. It is not in, and it goes back to Ramal's family.
Final Fight.
Survey says.
What cameo is in that?
Ben Lee's in the background.
Oh.
Fuck.
Man, it goes back to Freaky's family.
This is tricky.
I've got a shitty answer if you want.
It's like, to what degree does it become a cameo?
Yeah, like, does Kingdom Hearts count? I mean...
No!
No! You're an idiot!
You said Kingdom Hearts! Game.
Okay, I would like to answer Doom.
Survey says...
Doom?
Yeah, it has Commander Keen in it.
It does.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Or is that...
Yeah, but okay. do the guys answering the survey...
Back to Ramal's family.
God damn.
Okay, at what point will we just abandon this question?
Yeah. Or maybe it has Dope Fish instead. Shit.
Metal Gear.
Solid. Survey says...
Oh my god.
Back to Fruity Stones.
Can we please stop this?
No.
Mel, we need come to up continue. With a good answer. You're erasing the hole.
With a good answer.
How many answers did you get, Happy?
How many strikes are we on now?
How many answers did you get to that survey?
This just goes back and forth until one person has control of the board.
Alright. Yeah, but I'm asking, how many answers did you get? Did you have 7 in total?
No, I just count the highest 7, always.
Okay.
So it's always 7 answers.
I think about this.
Since we're all drawing blanks here, I might try again.
Yeah, just say it. Don't be around the bush.
Oh, wait, what? Sonic Lost World?
Survey says... Jesus. And back to Lord Ramal's family once
again. All right. Dota 2, Lita Inverse.
Survey says...
That's not a cameo, that's a reference.
Back to Freaky's family.
Duke Jesus Nukem fuck. 3D.
Survey says...
If this get this bad... Come on.
Yes!
I know! He has a cameo.
That was the number 7 answer. So what? Pretty well hard out.
How the fuck have people answered for this question?
Find out, because you have to...
No!
There are a couple pretty obvious ones.
Happy, you've forgotten to say what other answers that you could have said after a question, so I... Which we'll have to most definitely do for this. My mind's a complete blank on cameos, man.
I don't know, I don't play games with
that. Does anyone know if Rare games have cameos in them?
Oh! That's
kind of, but it's just referencing their other games. So
oh, okay, then.
They don't really appear.
Kinda does
fully.
Count, but I don't know if it's in the survey.
Rusty, you always beat around the bush. Just go ahead and fucking say it.
This question what? is a bit vague, though.
Say what?
You no, always beat not. Around the bush. You always How? Go. Oh, I don't know. Just say it.
I don't know anything. I'm thinking.
You just had something. Just say it, you fucker.
Mal, you're ace in the hole.
I know, but I've got fucking nothing, man. I can't.
Just hurry up
it.
And get the answer wrong.
Maybe the Wii U version of Rayman Legends?
No. No one's gonna say it. No.
Rayman Legends is not in. You have one strike left.
Right.
Oh, God.
Can we just get it over with, please? And give it to
no,
us?
No. That is not the honorable way.
Yeah, it is.
Fine. I'll say one that if it has a cameo, cool. If it's not, fuck it.
Go
Soul
home.
Calibur.
That's
a good answer.
Yeah.
Shit.
No.
Soul Calibur.
That was
that
a really good one.
That was a really
right.
good one.
Ramal's
no.
family.
Jesus.
With one correct answer, you can steal. With one correct answer, you can steal the board of 1 point.
This is retarded.
Wait, no,
okay.
no.
You want me to
I
risk it?
I was gonna say.
I already said something.
Shut up. No, this is not stupid. I had one. Now it's gone. Never mind.
Sorry, get... Magicka.
Just yeah, get wrong.
No.
Who said Magic?
Me. Ian did, and he's out of the family now.
Okay.
Oh. Fuck.
We got the 1 point. All right.
We can okay. enjoy.
Freaky's family wins their 1 point.
Yeah. Okay, I want to hear these answers.
Yeah, let's see what we missed.
Number one answer, Shin Megami Tensei 3.
What? Oh,
no,
oh
no,
shit.
Oh,
no. I'm so sorry.
Number two answer.
Featuring Dante from...
Number two answer, Wonderful 101. I've never played it, so I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's got Bayo in it.
Number three answer, Super Mario RPG. This was obvious.
Yeah,
who doesn't know about
sure,
Samus
bro.
And Super Mario RPG?
I know I played that game, so I...
Me?
Shit, I remember.
A lot of people didn't play that game.
All right.
It was kind of niche.
That game's awesome,
guys,
anyway.
I'm so fucking sorry about SMT3.
You're no longer
I thought
in
you
the
were
going
to ace that one.
I'm sorry, man.
Number four answer, Persona 3.
I was. What? Are you kind of.
What are you more sorry about?
What kind of cameo is in Persona 3?
Okay,
I don't
in
know.
In Persona 3
played.
Portable, there's a Vincent from Catherine, and you can also see Yukiko Omagi from Persona 4.
Number 5 answer Majora's Mask, and number 6 answer Valkyria Chronicles. The games you didn't mention with Konami codes were Metal Gear Solid 3, Life Force, and Turtles in Time.
I was thinking of Metal Gear Solid 3, goddammit.
Alright. Right, Ramal and Freaky, get ready again, because I'm giving you a new question.
Be cooking the gun.
It's hard.
It is. I want you to name a game with long loading times. Ramal.
Mass Effect 2.
Survey says... Freaky. Or Freaky's team, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I know.
Crash Bandicoot The Wrath of Cortex, the PS2 one.
Ramal's team. Oh boy, we're
in Sonic 2006. Okay. Sonic 2006.
Oh, number one answer, 11 points.
Nice.
We'll pass.
Ramal's family, you have control of the board.
Can we pass? Or would we play?
You can pass or play now. Well,
it's up to you, Ramal. You're a big daddy buff.
Well, what's.
I have an idea.
Why would we pass?
Oh, hang on. Yeah, what was the
question again?
Games with long loading times.
Alright,
Can I say
Civ 5.
Which game?
Civ 5.
Shit 5?
Civ 5.
Civ 5. Oh, okay. I didn't hear you.
Oh, well.
Right, what was your idea?
King of Fighters?
You fucking. I hate you.
And oh, team I had
Freaky
a guess
Demon's
here.
Family, you may steal the board with one correct answer.
May I say something? Might be a bit far-fetched.
It's fine, we'll take the board.
Don't, okay.
Wow. Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep.
No, I'm not gonna say, fucking say that.
Yay!
Happy, before I read it. I know this doesn't count, but is WWE 13 there?
It is not. Okay, Rusty, what you gotta remember right, is remote, that remote. This... These are questions that the most people responded in a survey. It is not...
I know.
This
I
isn't
was thinking about
guys.
That. Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because it doesn't actually matter whether or not it has long loading times. It's more or less what did the people
It was
answer.
The only one that I could think of.
I'm fucking surprised that nobody thought of like the Crash Bandicoot game because that had loading times of in the minutes, possibly hours.
Crash Bandicoot on the PlayStation 2. Come on.
Lots of people played it on the fucking PS1 and bought the PS2 one because they thought it would be good.
Who's up?
None of them. Well, Happy Man's reading the thing.
Number two answer, Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, yeah.
Number three answer, Fallout New Vegas. Number four answer, Duke Nukem Forever. Number five answer, Wonderful 101. Number six answer, Monster Hunter. And number seven answer, Anonymous Agony.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I love whoever did that. Gracious.
PC games. PC games.
I was going to say Total War Show.
Fake loading
too,
times.
How does New Vegas have long loading times? Oh, then again,
consoles
may
what
before
Monster
patch,
Hunter?
It had really long loading times.
The first
so
Monster Hunter?
You guys are tied right now. It's 34 to 34.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
How many questions do we have? Is the better 34?
Nuh-uh.
And we're up to the final question of the first round.
All right, Freaky, be quick, for fuck's sake.
It has to be... I need to answer, Mark.
Be smart.
No,
I want
don't.
You to give me
no, you don't.
A game where you can perform suplexes.
Wow.
Final Fantasy VI.
Survey says...
Fuck.
Number one answer...
I reckon we should keep it, because I think they got ideas.
No, we also have ideas.
Ew.
All right, Mal's family will continue.
Well, Street Fighter.
Survey says.
Fuck you.
There you go.
Number seven answer.
Mitch, you gotta take it before Mal does it.
Does what though? That was my answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Suplexes.
I think I have an idea here.
Go on then.
God Hand.
Survey says.
Fuck you.
No.
Oh yeah.
Number seven answer. You may continue. I mean, number two answer.
Streets of Rage?
Survey says...
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, one more strike.
Alright,
can I
go?
Yeah, go for it, yo.
Devil May Cry.
Survey says...
you can totally do it in that.
Freaky Demon's Family?
Oh, shit. Okay. I've got
okay, does
ideas.
Anyone who's not me have an answer? Do you have
no.
an answer? Is it good?
Answers, yeah.
Okay, if they're good, say them. If not, then don't.
I just forgot what one it was.
You serious?
I have two different answers, though. Okay.
Are they good?
Pick the most popular
I
one.
I think one is, the other is a fucking given.
Okay, but, you say that one, then.
Okay. Actually, fuck it. Final Fight. Please be
Survey
right.
Says.
Yeah, that was my answer.
Final Fight is in, number six answer.
That's the one I put in as well.
Mitch, why?
Mitch, why? Why didn't you say Streets of Rage?
Mitch!
Because you can in Streets of Rage!
Mitch! That's about it.
It's good to know that people played Super Nintendo.
Oh shit, I still have an answer.
Okay, so can we just take the points and fuck off now?
Yeah, you won the points.
Yes.
Yeah, you, good. You have to do it. The other games were WWE games at number 3.
I was going to say that.
Resident Evil 4 at number 4.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Kirby Superstar at number 5.
Yeah, I was going to say Kirby Superstar.
I fucking love suplexes in Kirby Superstar.
Yeah, I was going to say that because there's a fucking skill in that game just completely dedicated to suplex called Suplex.
So happy. We'll move on to the.
Yes, we are now in the fast money round.
I feel like I'm the worst father.
I think we should let the losing team start. I don't know
about
you.
Is this the same or is this just me rotating?
No, it's not. It's different.
Well, then the winners don't really have
the fast money round. Basically, I give you 5 questions really fast. You have to answer them really fast. Ramal's family is going to start, and with them appointing one person to answer all the questions.
I think the winning team should go first because that's the whole point.
I don't care what you think.
Okay.
It's just your advantage. Score. It's to make it more interesting.
Okay, sure. But,
and then Freaky Demon appoints a guy, and he will mute himself or deafen himself while Ramal's family gives their answers. And then Freaky's family will go.
All right.
So, who do you appoint for your answer?
I'll let Ramal choose.
I choose not me.
Wow. Ramal's the head of the family, and you go, I'll let Ramal choose. I'll go. I'll do it.
Animich is, Team Ramal's Mr. Money, and Freaky's family, who will be your Mr. Money?
You guys can put me up if you want.
Who wants to go? Because I'm not good at it.
It's gotta be Mal. Why break?
I'm scared. I'm no.
He's our ace in the hole.
I hope I'm the ace in the hole.
You want to be the ace in the hole?
I want to be.
Okay. It's going to be Animich versus Mao.
So,
right. Mao, will you please deafen yourself?
Yes. Send me a message in chat when you're done. Okay. See you guys in a minute.
All right. Bye. You ready, Animich?
Hang on. Yeah, I'm good. Let's do this.
Here we go. Name a country with a bad online community.
Sweden.
Name a cousin from Katamari.
The Prince.
Name an RPG Maker game.
Anonymous Agony.
Name a sports game from the 90s.
Mutant League Football.
Name a silent protagonist.
Gordon Freeman.
Alright. Let's see. Okay, then Mao, your turn.
Damn, that was quick.
It's called Fast Money.
Alright, Mao, you're ready. Now remember...
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna take off my hat.
You cannot give the same answers that Animage gave.
Mao, go take a shit
Or we have to
right
give you
now.
Another answer.
It'll help you concentrate.
I know how this works.
Alright, Mao, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Name a country with a bad online community.
Ukraine.
Name a cousin from Katamari.
Pass.
Name an RPG Maker game.
Anonymous Agony.
Name a sport... Oh, wait, no, give me another answer.
Fuck.
Name a sports game from the 90s, you fail.
WWE... No. Charles Barkley, Shop and Jam.
Name a silent protagonist.
Claude from GTA 3.
Okay. Now, let's see.
Guys, thanks for not offending me and saying Brazil in the first question.
I thought about it.
Thanks for being so considerate.
I thought
Ukraine was
instead.
A pretty good answer.
Well, I knew you went for Russia already, so...
No, I didn't.
You didn't go for Russia?
No. I threw you off. I threw you off,
Name a country with a bad online community. You said Sweden. Survey says...
Wow, fucking God.
Name a cousin from Katamari. You said The Prince. Survey says... Name an RPG Maker game. You said Anonymous Agony. Survey says... Name a sports game from the 90s. I don't remember what you said, but it wasn't on.
Sorry.
And finally, name a signed protagonist. You said Gordon Freeman. Survey says... Number one answer. Mao.
Yeah.
Said, name a country with a bad online community. You said Ukraine. Survey says...
Fuck.
It was funny, though.
Guys,
name a cousin from Katamari. You struck out.
Yeah.
Name an RPG Maker game. You struck out.
I tried.
Mao.
An
RPG Maker game was the book club game for this week.
What was it?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Name a sports game from the 90s. You said Barkley, Shut Up and Jam. Survey says...
Damn.
Oh, come on.
Finally, you said to name a sun protagonist. You said Cloud Speed. Survey says... Number 7 answer. So that was pretty disastrous for you. But
yeah. I'm sorry. Wow. 5, Mao. You get the participation trophy.
So, fuck you.
Fuck you, Milf Animich.
We'll get back next
Yeah, he
time.
Was our ace, all right. Shish.
We'll get back Friday night.
Your ace hole, maybe.
We'll get you back on the...
Oh, wow. So witty. So, that was actually quite witty.
No.
Well, that's the Family Feud. I'm pretty sure we all know who won.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my hat back on now.
I won a moral victory.
Ramal's family.
Yeah.
You had 57 points. Freaky Daniel's family, you had 58.
What?
What?
Mouth Claude Speed. One you.
I am so This is the worst video game ever.
That is amazing. Ace in the hole.
I'm sorry, I let you down.
Mal, you threw me out of Ace in the hole.
Wait, didn't we tie before this round started?
Yeah, you tied before this round started. No, you suplex.
No, we tied till the second to last question before.
Suplex, okay. Freaking English people went ahead. And then Mal just barely won the match again.
What the fuck is this?
I blame Streets of Rage.
I blame me, yeah.
Was that the best match of Family Feud so far? I think so.
Oh my god.
Rich, we're getting a divorce.
How many points did Mao get with the fast money round?
Two points. But that
oh my god!
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
Wow! And from the person, anime got a total of 23 points.
Wow!
So I think it's a very good idea to let the losers go first, because that makes it more interesting.
I'm working magic. Maugic.
Maugic. Oh my god.
Yes! Alright, so... Yeah.
So that's that. That's the end of Family Feud. Matt once again proves to be our star player until the end of time.
MVP. Yeah, anyway. I'm keeping track. You are the only person with a perfect loss record. You have never won.
I tried so hard and I got so far.
Didn't even matter.
I also have the record because I only played this once.
Is there anyone who has a perfect win record?
Jamba, Everdark, Sean Funk, and Freaky. Actually, no. Freaky is undefeated. He's 2-1. He's
2-0.
So that's Family Feud. I hope you enjoyed. Our next segment is going to be, shall we do the book club next? As usual, let's get this out the way. The book club game was off. Nobody played it.
Oh, no, I've already played it, so...
Okay, so
played
can
off.
We get a show of hands who played off?
I've already played
a
show
it. Of hands,
I'm
yeah,
pretty sure.
I've got my hand up
who
right
said it?
Now, but...
Who played off?
Hands.
I didn't know about it.
I played off.
We can talk like this.
So we got a decent number of people. You guys want to take it, like, zone by zone, or how do you want to talk about it?
Off is a kick-ass game. But
pretty cool.
I would like to get my only criticism of the game out the way, which is the gameplay sucks.
Mm.
It's like half of it is the default RPG Maker battle system with no differences at all, where it's like the fucking real-time thing where it's like, how fast can you navigate this menu? Because that's how we're going to like take your skill at this game. And like... A lot
it's
of people.
Active time battle. It's in like.
Yeah, active time battle is shit.
Yeah, it sucks. It's terrible.
Agreed.
It's like it's an RPG. I want to strategize. Let me strategize without this fucking meter counting down. It's stupid. A lot of people online are just like, yeah, the best way, the most efficient way to play off is just to do auto battle for every single battle and then take it off when your characters need to heal because auto battle never heals you for some reason. It's like, what? And then there's puzzles in it and some of them are good, but most of them are just like, hey, can you tell me this particular number?
There are a lot of keypad puzzles, yeah.
Like, every other puzzle is a keypad puzzle, and that's kind of crap. It does have the game of Nim, though, and the game of Nim is the shit.
If I did play it, I think I did. I really like just the general tone of the game.
Oh, that's amazing. That's easily the best part of the game. Like,
yeah.
What I love about Off is that it's sort of a game in like a fantasy world or a fantasy environment that like you go into it and it has its own like rules and its own logic and it all like works and it feels like a proper place, but at the same time, you know, it doesn't resemble whatsoever any of the fantasy cliches or anything that you like see normally in RPG games.
Yeah, there are like four elements, but they're what, like smoke, plastic, meat, and I can't remember the last one.
Yeah, and like the people
sugar.
No, sugar is the secret element
of the game.
Sugar's the secret element. It's not one of the four.
So
it's the fifth
sugar's
element.
Secret element. Shit.
Yeah.
What was the fourth element then?
I cannot remember. Know. Like metal or something.
Oh
weird.
Yeah, metal. That was it. Thank you.
Oh yeah, it was metal. That's right. Yeah.
So, I remember watching someone when I just joined the GLA streaming it.
Man, probably.
Might have been Happy Man. I don't know.
I just caught the end of it.
Yeah, I streamed.
Was that your point?
Also,
yeah.
Another neat thing about the four elements in the game, like they're all switched around, is how they are extracted. Like metal is taken from cows, smoke is mined out of mines, and I don't remember the other, like plastic.
Plastic is like water and off, isn't it?
Yeah, plastic
like
is the water. So
weird. And then, of course, there's kind of a freak out moment when you get to like, you find the fifth element. It's like, yeah, we just take dead bodies and shovel them into these furnaces. And then we collect the vapor and turn it into sugar. And you're like, what the fuck? What?
Yeah, it's Soylent Green, man.
The game has a lot of like really weird what the fuck moments, though. Another thing that I love about it. So, one, this podcast will have spoilers. We've already spoiled quite
a
lot.
I'll put a notice in the beginning before we talk about this.
But yeah, so the idea of Off is that you're a guy called the Batter.
Batter in French.
Yeah, whatever. You're a guy called the Batter, and he's literally just like some baseball dude who appears in this world, and he says like, I'm on a mission to purify the world. And so you're sort of aided by like a grinning Cheshire cat thing called the Judge.
There's a brother called Jasmine or whatever he was called.
Isn't that the guy who always goes meow?
Valerie, yeah. And some guy who knows he's in a video game but doesn't seem to really care that much. And you go around purifying the zones, which are the regions of the world, by beating the shit out of ghosts. And eventually you find that the zone always has some sort of, like, you know, boss guy or, like, administrator or whatever. And that person has sort of fucked up in their job and has let the zone go to shit.
Oh, yes.
And you go and you beat the shit out of them. And then you go to the next zone and sort of rinse and repeat. And yeah, so you go around, you beat up all these dudes, you're like, yeah, I'm doing a really good guy. And then you get to the third guy, who is this massive fat guy, and he's like, I am the living engine that drives this zone. If you defeat me, you'll destroy the zone as well, you idiot. Why would you do that?
And your guy's just like, whatever.
Yeah, and the Batter is just like fucking totally indifferent. Like, there's a bit, I'm deathly serious, where there's a bit where the Judge, the cat, the Cheshire cat, he finds out that like his brother isn't alive anymore, and that there's a parasitic bird infesting his body and controlling his brain, and the Batter just goes whatever and then beats the shit out of it. Batter is an amazing character.
The only time I remember the Batter ever giving a shit about anything was when he was on the roller coaster.
Yeah, well, no, he didn't even smile then, though. He just like held his arms up.
Yeah.
No, he sort of gave a shit, though, didn't he?
Yeah, guys, he gave half a shit.
So anyway, that you beat the shit out of that guy, and at that point in the game, I was like, so wait a minute, what? it says I can go back to the zone. So what happens well, if I go was, back
I think,
to this
I think
zone?
I told you that.
Yeah, no, it... And but that was the only point I really noticed that I could, like, go back to the zone. So I was like, I'll go back to the first zone. And it's just like... It's just like this blank world with no people and really, like, freaky music playing and these weird doll things that attack you.
They look like babies in football jerseys.
Yeah. And the beta likes it better like that. It's a really fucking messed up game.
Hey man,
it's great.
It's pure. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Bata's he's like the zone is purified now. Yeah. It's better this way.
So who is the coolest like boss administrator?
Yeah, we should talk briefly about the three bosses. The boss of the first zone, his name is Didan. He's an angry motherfucker. His face is basically just a big mouth and he has a big trench coat. And he's really mad at the inhabitants of the world called Elsin. I don't think we've talked about them. The square-faced people. They're really neurotic about everything.
They're really neurotic, and they're like, oh, man, I love the line. There's a guy in the theme park, and he's like, I should ride these rides in the theme park, but I'm scared that if I go into the next room, it'll disappear, and I'll vanish from existence.
Yeah. That's the thing about the second zone, is the bird guy. He's so, like, he... The thing is with him is like he's so obsessed with protecting the Elsin that they're afraid of everything. Like they can't go on a roller coaster; they just sit on chairs. And the Elsin like afraid to go into the next room because they think it'll disappear and shit like that. Also, when you and beat then, the one Elsin in the game of Nim, he just attacks you. Yeah. Never lost anything before.
And then the Elsin in the third zone are all like hooked up on sugar, even though they know it's made out of bodies. And like if they get deprived of sugar, they freak out and turn into enemies. And at one point, this one guy, he's just sort of stood there and some ghosts appear and he's like, hey, are you friendly? And the ghosts like attack him and he's like, well, what does he say after that? I forget.
I don't remember.
He says something totally dismissive. And then they like legit just like kill him or mortally wound him. And he's like, yeah, I guess I'm dying. He's like, he doesn't care.
What was the deal with Elsin in the first zone? I don't remember that. Like zone two, they're like overprotected. Zone three, they're hopped up on drugs. What was the first Elsin?
They're just really timid, and Daydan like shouts at them all and tells them that they're worthless.
He abuses them so much that they don't want to.
Isn't there one guy in the first zone that says, "I don't want to go" or "I don't want to die" or something, and then attacks you, and then when he loses, he just goes, "Oh crap," or something
that
like that.
That was in the third zone.
I don't know exactly. I just watched someone stream it recently.
We should probably talk about the bosses.
Yeah, we said. Oh my god, the second boss fight is so cool, where like it starts off as the cat and then like he opens his mouth and the bird's inside him, and then slowly the bird, like throughout the battle, the bird, who is the true like ruler of the zone, who is inhabiting the cat, just sort of comes out of the cat, and then at the end suddenly there's like this flash of light and then the bird stood there and it's like 30 feet tall
and it's just got
like the cat wrapped around its neck. It's fucking messed up.
A giant, magnificent, like phoenix. It's called the Firebird.
Yeah, so it's a phoenix,
and it just has a cat kind of just hanging off it.
Oh yeah, now I remember what's the deal with the Elsin in Zone One. They're really obsessed with bureaucracy. Like the specters are attacking all their minds and stuff, but they all need these different regulations and like. And stuff to actually do anything about it, and they all just keep sending this stuff to each other.
Oh,
nothing
ever
gets done.
And there's a thing in the
post
office.
It's like in
the movie
Brazil. Yeah, the post office too, where there's just a bunch of Elsin saying numbers to each other.
It's good.
Oh yeah, well, isn't that the building with the 999,000 levels or something?
There's a post office with 999,000 levels. That's floors. It's great.
Then you can just access any of those levels and it will be just, what is it, a randomly generated room?
It's just a blank room, I think, or just a room
lots
filled
of
with
boxes
stuff.
In them,
yeah.
And some notes, I think, with random numbers or texts on it.
Yeah, and so, go on.
The administrator into the third zone is just a big dude. Really,
yeah, he's just a really fat guy.
Yeah, he's huge.
Huge guy.
But he's kind of insane, but he's also the only one who didn't, like, fuck up his own beyond belief.
Well, I think he kind of did. Like, he set up this system where the Elsin just keep coming in and then dying and then using dead bodies to supply more Elsin.
True.
Like, he just created this, like, eternity machine that allowed him to not do shit and just sit in his office and be fat all day.
So we should probably get around to talk about the... we should talk about the party members.
Well, no, the party members are literally just circles.
Yeah, they're literally just circles.
I like the names of the items spiced up the combat and things. So, like, you know how Space Funeral had really creative names for all the things that sort of made sense in the universe?
The blood,
like,
big blood, old thing, movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
And they all had, like, funny little explanations. Off kind of does the same thing. So what is it? Health is luck ticket.
Luck ticket, fortune ticket, and the best one. I don't remember what it's called.
And then you've got, like, silver flesh and stuff that restores your competence points, which are skill points. And, like, you know, everything's got, like, a cool name. And there's stuff named after
the
elements.
The batter's weapons are named after, like, famous baseball players.
And then... Yeah, all the other stuff's like, I was kind of amused. Like, I think it was when you beat the first boss, and it's like, you found a Monday. I'm like, oh, cool. A Monday protects you from critical hits. You know, it's like themed names, just themed on random things. Anyway, you go through the whole of this story. Like, you have to purify this zone, You learn about the elements, and you kind of learn about the history of the place, like, especially in the library. And you sort of, it's implied that there was some sort of cataclysmic event, and then these, three people and the Queen sort of rebuilt the world, I think. It's very vaguely implied. But they obviously rebuilt it a bit shit. So you get to the fourth world, which is just called the Room. And
the Room is
all
fucking weird.
There's all this really weird crap. Like, there's this one room that's just full of, like, whispering shadows. It's bizarre.
And then in one room, there's a huge Elsin who wants you to give him a number that you get from somewhere else. But it's so weird when you come into that room and there's this huge guy just looking at you. He's the Ur-Elsin.
So you go all the way through the room, you meet the Queen, and then the Queen refers to you like you're her husband, and that we haven't talked about him yet, but there's, like, this kid, and she talks to you like you're both, like, his creation but also his father, and she says she's, like, disappointed in you and that you failed, and then you beat the shit out of her, and then you go to the kid and he's like, I'm afraid of the dark. And then you beat the shit out of him.
And then finally you go into the last room,
and there's
a
big
switch
on the wall,
which you can turn off. That's the name of the game.
Yeah,
and then just destroys the whole world.
And yeah, and the cat comes and he's like, "No, you've failed. What have you done? You've beat the shit out of your fucking innocent child." His
just
name
killed
is
your
the
wife
judge.
And kid. What are you fucking Chris Benoit? Come on.
Yeah, his name is the judge, so I guess it's kind of foreshadowing. But,
yeah,
because he's literally judging you, and then you get the option of
you can play the final battle as either the batter or the judge.
Yeah, and one thing I really like, it's kind of like Earthbound in that it asks your name as the player character, and then it asks you, the player character, to decide which character you want to control, and it gives you the opportunity to swap control to the judge. And then if you swap to the judge, then you can see that the batter has become like this like really weird, like fucked up like thing, and he's
weird
being sort of corrupted.
Man. Well, maybe he was that all along, who knows? Maybe
that's he started out normal. But it happened at some point in like zone 3, I think. But anyway, yeah, and I kept thinking like, okay, this game's going to explain all of what just happened any minute. Any minute it's going to explain this, and it never does.
Yeah, if you win this batter, batter just goes and flips a switch and the world's gone.
Yeah. If you win as
the judge, he's like, well, no, there's nothing anymore, but whatever. The world's not destroyed. But there's nothing in it, so who cares?
Yeah, he's like, well, the queen's dead, the fucking kids... Is he dead? He might be dead, I don't know.
Yeah,
and then all the zones are gone and there's nothing inhabiting them other than weird dolls, and he just walks off into sunset. And, like, I heard that there was a secret third ending, and I was like, maybe that will explain
Should I talk about it?
So I look it up on YouTube, and it's like, ha-ha, and a load of fucking space monkeys come, and they're like, yes, the world has been destroyed. We can now... like build a laser to destroy the space brains or some crap. God,
yeah, now
damn
we can now build a new base here or something like that.
It's one true ending.
To get the true ending, you need to go back into all the purified zones and go to where the boss was. And there is a grand item. Like, they're called Grand Falloon and like Grand Finale or something like that. I don't remember. You get all the 4 grand items and you can go to the shopkeeper right before the final battle and buy the 5th grand item, and if you have all those, you can get the secret ending. It's not that much difference, but I think it's kind of funny.
So, the way the endings were, I remember Happy Man saying this when you're streaming, it's like a choice between oblivion and hell.
Yeah, right? You either choose between a world that's shitty and a world that doesn't exist. So it's like...
But what did it mean? Like, how is the kid... Like the queen seems to imply that this world is
all...
Well,
they built the world for the kid.
They built the world for the kid.
Yeah, don't you remember the flashback? You play where you play as the kid, where you are the batter, but you are the kid. And you meet the 3 bosses of the zone. And they're we're going to build this really awesome world.
Yeah, they're all buddy-buddy of the kid.
And the bird is like, I want to take care of my subjects real careful. And like the fat guy's like, I want to put my subjects to work and make them hard workers and like stuff like that. And you can see how they all fucked it up in their own way.
Yeah. Then he killed
the kid. That's right, yeah. So, yeah, I remember because the scenery changes and it's all kind of like weird and semi-realistic.
It looks like a kid's drawing.
And it's sort of post-apocalyptic as well, I remember.
Right.
Of course, that kind of makes sense now.
But, Off was pretty good.
Also, one last thing, we didn't talk about Zachary that much. The shopkeeper. He doesn't play a very major part of the game, but I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah,
he talks
cool.
to you directly, always, I think, right?
Yeah, he has this great line where he says, I am not talking to the puppet, I am talking to the puppeteer. You're like, very good, Zachary.
He always goes, show me the color of your credits before you barter with him. And then after the cat dies, he wears a cat mask and goes, meow, when he talks.
Yeah. Zachary's great. There is one last thing we haven't mentioned, because aside from that, we've covered everything.
The fucking awesome soundtrack.
Yes, it's great.
Oh,
I will
yes,
be interspersing
that.
it yeah. during the segment.
The Off has the best battle theme. It's sort of, what's the, Electro Swing? But it was before Electro Swing was trendy.
Like a classic swing song or something.
It's called...
It's really good.
It's called Saint Pepper.
Pepper steak, not pepper. Pepper steak.
And you know, in general, the soundtrack is just full of like really weird, like creepy ambient.
It's great.
Stuff.
It really adds to the atmosphere and the tone of the game.
Yeah.
Okay. After the music, there is one last thing we haven't mentioned or even going to bother: the secret boss.
Oh yeah, Sugar.
Yeah.
I don't think you fought Sugar, right, Catman?
I didn't fight Sugar. No,
you go back
to
the tutorial level, which is Zone Zero. And there's this, you go to the basement, which you previously don't have access to, and there's this girl, like, all strung up on sugar in a huge pile of sugar, and you fight her to get one of the items. And she says that, like, she calls you Giant Birdie, so that's why I think that the batter was the Birdman all along, because she, like, identifies him as such, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think the battle was normal at the start because you only get access to there after like zone 2 or zone 3 or so, don't you? You only get access to there late in the game.
I don't really know why she's there.
Because at the start, the cat talks to him like he's normal. Isn't it implied that...
I think, yeah, she knows Zachary.
Yeah.
Because when Zachary says like, oh, she really went and did it, huh? When after you beat her, you get a little line from him. But nothing else beyond that. She's a really hard boss, too.
Yeah. Off is a really easy game, though, in general.
Yeah, battles just take like, a while, generally. I got fucked up by some of the dolls going back to the purified zones, going after the grand items.
I didn't go after the grand items.
Yeah.
But, like, I can imagine you would get fucked up by them because the game keeps giving you new abilities up until something like level 45. And I must have beat the game when I was, like, level 15 or so. I, like, avoided every encounter possible and never did any grinding. And I beat it, like, the minimum possible level. And I didn't even use any, like, heals in the final battle, I don't think.
No, you take down her, like, rings around her and then she's really easy.
Yeah.
That's another neat thing. The queen has rings just like you do. So it's kind of a battle with... what's his name from God Hand?
I don't know.
Anyway, the guy has the same abilities as you.
A lot of the enemies have stuff like that, though. Like, the best one is...
The little ghost who like blurts out speech bubbles that goes, and
yeah, that's the one. Enemies. Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Most memorable enemy for me, aside from the bosses, was the whale.
Oh yeah.
When you walk around in Zone 2's library, like when you walk on the outside balconies, there are these huge flying whales that just come at you.
They're very easy. They're not that tough though. That's why I'm filling up most of the battle screen.
They're so big.
Yeah, they fill up the whole screen. You're like, how the fuck did a whale get here? What are you on?
Don't question the game's world. Anyway, I think
like I was so confused. I loved it, and I don't think it's necessary for game stories to offer like closure or explanations as to what they mean, and or Off doesn't necessarily have to mean anything. But I wanted meaning, so I went to the guy's fucking blog, and he had like an FAQ about Off. And every single fucking question was just about his boat. And the whole blog is just about his boat.
Maybe it's misdirection.
One thing a lot of people don't know about this game. I just gotta find it.
It's a translation of a...
I know what it is, but I gotta find out what he says. The living areas in Zone 2, there are these safes that you get in with passwords that have people in them. And there's one that you cannot get in until after you purify the zone. And if you go in that safe, there is the last Elson that survives.
Yeah.
There's one Elson.
Yeah,
and he just says, the ghosts are gone. The color's gone. Everything gone. I'm now forever safe. Like, he's digging it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's the last, like, living guy in the whole game.
Other than that, I think that's everything.
Yeah, that's it. Good game.
read everything.
Quality game. You should play. Well, you had your chance to play it, and you've squandered it now. So I don't care. What's the next game?
Come on, people who didn't.
Are we finally doing Triangle Digger?
Spider-Man 2 for the Game Boy Advance.
Okay. Our fan image.
I actually own that game.
We're not doing that.
Oh.
Fuck off, fan image. Spider-Man 2. What about Jazz Punk?
Jazz Punk.
What is
What's wrong
jazz
with Jazz Punk?
Is jazz it free? Punk?
No.
No. I can't do it because I can't afford to buy games.
I've got one.
Cheap.
How about have we done Ib? Ib.
We have not.
It's kind
done
of the same level as Off, but I guess we could do
it. I know.
Ib is very similar to
Which
Off.
Is why I was thinking. I mean, if you guys think it's too similar.
If we're marathoning good RPG Maker games, then Ib is the next logical choice.
Yeah. I think we should just keep going on the same notes.
How do you write that?
Ib.
Ib.
I will give you a link to it.
Catsman introduced it to me from his video.
I fucking love that game. I'm pretty good at it too, so I might just stream it for you guys sometime.
I'm pretty good at it, not to brag, but I'm really good at this like puzzle game.
Really,
what's wrong with being good at the puzzle game?
Well, it's an adventure puzzle game, so the puzzles are the same each time. So being good at it doesn't really mean anything.
Ib's not an RPG, like Office.
No, it's an RPG maker game.
It's like a survivor horror game almost.
No, it's an adventure game.
We should probably explain just cursory what it is. Basically,
I know this.
You're a little girl, right? Don't stop listening now.
And you're a little girl, so play it, okay?
You go to an art gallery and fall into a painting, and you go to the painting world, you meet some people, you fight some people, you run for some people, and it's a pretty good game. I don't want to talk about it too much, because I'm going to talk about it later.
Yeah,
so.
Play it.
Not like fucking when Baron decided that we should do System Shock 2, and he went on to talk about the game for like 15 minutes. It was pointless for us to do book club in the first place.
It wasn't System Shock 2.
It was System Shock 1.
Shock.
Oh yeah, sorry, wrong System Shock.
Okay, that's enough game book club.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of news, not too much. Who cares that much about news? The Game Boy is officially 100 years old, so how about you tell us your favorite Game Boy games?
No, shut up. Hold on. No. No, it's... Wait, no. How old?
25 years
old. Okay.
Favorite Game Boy game. This is classic Game Boy, not...
Classic Game Boy?
It can be color as well. Shit.
Well, my favorite Game Boy classic game is Super Mario Land 2, 6 Golden Coins. That game's amazing.
Good game.
I'm going to say Super Mario Bros. Or Dragon Warrior 2. Or Dragon Quest 2.
And my favorite Game Boy Color game is Pokemon Gold and Silver. Because that game's awesome too.
The worst Game Boy game I ever played was 007 James Bond. That was shit.
My favorite was Golden Sun.
That's Advanced, though.
It's Advanced. Oh, yeah.
But that game's awesome.
It doesn't count.
I gotta say Tetris for one, and later the first game in Watch Gallery.
I think you guys are forgetting about Wario Land.
Oh, yeah.
I like Wario Land.
That's awesome.
I've only played
it doesn't beat Mario Land 2 for me. Wario Land 3 on Game Boy Color is fucking amazing. Yeah.
Wario Land 3 comes close. I fucking
that
had that
so
game.
Good.
Oh my god,
I love it.
I really had
some game that was like a mix between Wario and Bomberman.
Oh, no, that is Bomberman on Game Boy featuring Wario.
That's what I have.
That game has Wario in it?
Featured Wario.
Was that in the crossover list?
No, it was not.
No.
I said Wario Land 3, but I was thinking of a completely different Wario. Oh, I was thinking about Wario Land 4.
I thought you were talking about a different Wario character. Like,
yes, I was talking about Warios. I was talking about Waluigi Land.
Wario Land 4 is great too. I love that game.
Yeah. It's really underrated. Shit. We're talking about cameo list, Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Oh,
that should have been
yes.
the first game I said when asked for a cameo. Crap.
Who's in that again? Oh yeah, Mario.
Fucking everything is in that. There's like Goombas and Piranha.
And Chomp Chomps.
Chomp Chomp is in. No, he's Bow Wow in that game.
Yeah. I love
the
game.
Oh yeah, also the Pokemon trading card game.
We gotta play Swim Mikachan at some point.
Yeah, we do. We said we were going to do that at some point.
But we decided on Eve now, so fuck it. Oh, yeah. Pokemon Trading Card Game, that's a pretty good game for Game Boy.
Is it?
I think me and Rusty are the only people on Earth who like that game.
I started playing it on the emulator and I really, really got hooked on it. And so I bought one for super cheap on the internet, a copy of the game for the real Game Boy Color.
Happy, if you had to choose between Pokemon Trading Card Game and Yonoid, which one would you play?
Yonoid.
Just, he didn't even just pause to think. He didn't even... No, he didn't.
I never did the puzzle thing when it's about Yonoid. That,
that's how much would you pay for a physical copy of Yonoid?
Like, again, I can't buy any video games right now, so even if I really wanted, I couldn't. But if I had a video game budget, I would pay quite a bit for a real copy
would
of Yonoid.
Would you give me your firstborn son?
Depends on if the kid is shitty or not. Can I wait a few years to see if he's good or not?
Because if it's shitty, he could just offload the responsibility. Let's be honest here.
Was it for NES or for Super NES?
You know it is for NES.
Oh, okay.
What's the
possibly getting a shitload of Super Nintendo games tomorrow.
Well, you know it didn't come out in Europe, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do you guys think about the original Super Mario Land? Not too. How does that?
It's pretty decent.
I never played it.
An amazing game. It has, I guess, I like that it tries to be very different from the NES one, rather than just being like a straight up adaptation of it.
That's for the one where the final boss is a bullet hell, right? Well, not really a bullet hell, but like
Yeah,
I never also, got to the final boss.
There's a water level and a.
Level,
yeah, air level,
yeah.
Oh yeah, there's shmup bits in it. It's a good game. It's good, but Six Golden Coins was objectively better.
Yeah.
Also, just on hardware, like I play my Game Boy a shameful amount, and we've definitely all been spoiled by consoles with backlights in them. And the Game Boy Color. And actually, the original Game Boy Advance as well. None of them had fucking backlights. And you have no idea how terrible it is when I was a kid with a 10-minute attention span on, like, a long car journey after another holiday in the Gower. And the sun is setting, and I'm desperately fucking playing Rayman on Game Boy Color. Like, shit! I can't see anything anymore! No!
that's where the light... On top of the seat comes in handy. You just press that, and then you can see. But then your parents get mad at you because then they can't see.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sun is nothing. When I was a kid, when my family would drive to my grandmother in South Switzerland, we would pass like 20 tunnels, and every time just pause the game.
Yeah, because you can't see shit. Another game I'd like to talk about. That people might not know about. You guys ever played Metal Gear Ghost Babel? The Metal Gear Solid game for Game of Color?
I saw it streamed once. It actually looked pretty good.
That's probably me. It looked okay, but there's a lot of dialogue in that game. I know it's Metal Gear.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Metal Gear.
There's a lot of dialogue, and the text boxes are so, like, there's not a lot of text in them. So you end up skipping so much dialogue to get through the game.
Yeah,
but it's a good game.
That's another thing about the Game Boy. The screen was so small, like you couldn't have dialogue heavy shit on it.
Like the way it controls, this is way better than Metal Gear on MSX. I'm looking up more Game Boy games we might have forgotten about.
Did anyone play
Metroid retro games more than any other game?
I never played Metroid before
2.
The Prime series.
Metroid 2.
Metroid 2, yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Super Metroid, and I kind of want to know whether I should try it.
It's a lot like the original Metroid. It's a lot like the original Metroid. I forget. I don't think there's even a map.
Rusty, push the talk.
I'm sorry. You will be.
I remember it being okay, but it was a long ago since I played it.
I have another game, Pokemon Pinball.
I was just going to say that.
With the rumble.
Yes. That was the shit.
And my rumble broke because my battery leaked.
So I never played a Pokemon Pinball game, but I did play Revenge of the Gator.
So that's why Pokemon Pinball has such a weird cartridge.
Yes.
Now I know.
There's space for a small battery and a rumble.
Right. I see.
I remember Kiss Pinball now.
Kiss Pinball? I've never seen that.
It sounds bad.
It's for the PC, and yeah, it's bad.
I never managed to capture Mewtwo. I always got to the level, but I never managed to actually beat Mewtwo.
I never played it that much since it wasn't technically my game.
Yeah, it's a pinball game. It's you have to have the patience for it.
Yeah, because like, you have to catch them while playing pinball. And it's, yeah.
There's actually not that part, but you have to travel through, I think, three areas, which is really difficult. And then you need to get to the bonus level. And you then ever, you need to... Yep.
Oh, you guys ever played Mega Man on Game Boy? Are those games like totally different from the NES games or what?
They have totally different like level layouts. And like it's weird because Mega Man 1 has... has four of the bosses from Mega Man 2 and then four of the bosses from Mega Man 1, and Mega Man 2 likewise has four of the bosses from Mega Man 2 and four of the bosses from Mega Man 3. It's kind of weird like that. And like the in Mega Man 2 on Game Boy you can slide, and then in Mega Man 3 on Game Boy you can charge, which is it's all weird and different from the console games. And then Mega Man 1 to 4 follow like roughly like the same plot and stuff. And then Mega Man 5 just goes on this weird fucking tangent about like space robots from space that come to destroy the Earth that are all named after like Roman gods. It's a really weird game, but it's actually kind of good. And you have a cat called Tango who's way better than Rush. And... you can shoot your fist like Rayman.
Are the robot masters different or the same?
No, they're all totally different. They're all like Roman gods. Like there's one who's like war, and he has like a factory that makes like bombs or some crap. If you like Mega Man, you should try it. But I never really got into the Game Boy ones because the screen is small, but they kept the Mega Man sprite the same size. So it has that Mega Man 7 problem where it's like, we can fit a whole three enemies on the screen at once. Isn't that great?
I think one last game I want to mention before I think we've covered the Game Boy heyday, so to speak, Kirby's Dream Land 1 and 2. Yeah. In the first one, you could not use copy abilities, which is weird if you played other games before this one.
Yeah, I played the other games before that one. I went to that one. I didn't know. I was like, when am I going to get an enemy that has an ability that I can copy? This is weird.
Yeah, and it never came. Kirby does not have like. The defining aspect of all the other Kirby games.
It's like if in the first Super Mario Brothers game you couldn't jump. And Nintendo are like, yeah, we added that later. Before we move on to the next thing, Game Boy Camera.
Oh, well,
I never used that.
Oh, that.
I only know it exists because there was a guy in one of the cities in Pokemon Gold and Silver that let you take pictures of your Pokemon or whatever. But I never had a Game Boy camera. I don't know anyone who used it.
I messed with it when I was in some electronics shop. I was like a kid, I guess.
It was really shitty. And it came with a fucking printer or some crap.
Yeah,
it
was really
awful. I
don't
even think it came with it. I think you had to buy it separately.
You had to buy a printer that printed out your 200 pixel monochrome fucking thing.
Old game peripherals. Oh, so fucking expensive. Who could buy them?
But at least the printer made stickers, at least.
I had a link cable as a kid, so you could trade Pokemon, and that was like I was big shit at school.
Was there anything else you could do with that?
Link cable?
You could play games. You need the link cable to connect to the printer.
I felt pretty badass having the link cable at school because I was... Like, every Pokemon trader that happened through me, I was like the godfather of Pokemon or something. I controlled all the trades.
You could, the link cable, there was a game on the Game Boy, I'm going to talk about this in my video that I'm releasing on GRP, but there's a game on the Game Boy called Faceball 2000 that had 16-player multiplayer, and you needed 16 link cables.
Oh, God.
I'm not shitting you.
Wow.
So yeah, that's the Game Boy. We love you, Game Boy.
We forgot to mention Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons. Those games are a lot like Link's Awakening, and they're both fucking amazing, but we already mentioned Link's Awakening, so.
R.I.P. in peace, Gunpei Yokoi. The world misses you. Now then, what do you want me to say next? Civilization Beyond Earth got announced. Is anyone interested in that game?
I am. Interested, however... The interview, which referred to... Hold on. There's some controversy about it because of what was said.
Published by who?
I forget.
2K version,
maybe. Yeah. Civilization's done by 2K.
Okay.
It looks just like Civilization 5 with a little color swap and maybe some slight mechanic changes, but
I don't know how the space thing is going to like fit into it yet. If like you're going to be able to like it's like Civilization and then you blast off into space.
Does it attach to the end of the game? I would like that seems like it's how it would work.
It's a separate game.
However, they did say they want to expand like making the game a bit more accessible for people who
Well, why not just make why not just call it Alpha Centauri then? Like
They don't have the rights to that.
Oh, they
That's
don't.
The reason.
Also, there's still major differences between Civilization and Alpha Centauri.
Yeah.
There was some like hubbaloo of kind of like justified annoyance about this interview in the GYP comments or on the article for that. But you know what? I'm going to stay optimistic about how this is going to turn out.
I'm going to stay optimistic because, like, 2K are one of the last publishers that I haven't noticed fucking things up. Like, we had Bioshock Infinite a while back, but it wasn't 2K's fault that game was fucked up. That game was fucked up because Ken Levine and Irrational.
WWE 2K14 also sucks, but that game was made by THQ.
Yeah.
So.
But
also,
yeah, they kind of inherited, I guess, like, inherited this like wrestling game series and game engine, and it must have been kind of hard to cobble it together.
I quite liked XCOM.
I highly doubt that.
I mean, there's a lot of there is people who don't like XCOM and the new one. I mean, the most recent one. However, I'm gonna trust them with this. Like they made the most recent XCOM fairly difficult, at least for me, since I was streaming in Classic with Damage Roulette. Iron Man. So I'm going to trust they won't make the Beyond Earth really shit.
I really hope that they fix some of the like niggling issues with Civ 5, because if they're going like it's on the Civ 5 engine but it's not an expansion, so they can kind of wipe the slate clean if they want to. And I really hope that they fix stuff like
multiplayer.
Multiplayer, obviously. I really hope they fix the netcode. I hope they fix the whole happiness thing with expanding, because it doesn't really work
that
well.
Hopefully they should.
And I hope they fucking fix one unit per tile, because right now it fucking sucks. It's a solution to a problem that just made more problems.
I think a middle ground between 4 and 5 would be good. Like, let you stack 2 or 3 units per space.
Yeah, I think you should
It's so hard to move a large army around.
You should be allowed to stack unlimited non-military units without question. You should, because it's like, it's so many times I'm like, oh, you can't build a worker because you've got a great engineer on the city. And it's like, why does that even matter? Why does it matter that I've got a great engineer there? It fucking doesn't. Just let me build a worker. Goddamn.
Also, if you're not like at war with another country, that should be the same. Like, your civilians should be able to go for their soldiers. Because, I've tried to send missionaries and stuff like that to people, and they're just huge army around their capitals blocking the way. So annoying.
And it's stuff like if you send someone a long distance, and then suddenly the spot that's their destination has a unit on it, then you have to tell them to move again, even if the unit's not going to fucking be there when they get there, like 20 turns later. It's complete bullshit because when you're moving large armies about, or when you're just moving things long distances, you have to fucking babysit it like crazy because of this one unit per tile crap. It really sucks.
If they don't, it's not really a deal breaker for me. I handle one unit per tile.
Like, I can handle it, and I understand that it actually legit makes the combat more interesting from
it
a strategic perspective.
Fuck Doomstacks.
But seriously, the next time I have a large army and I have to attack a city and it's got, like, mountains on 3 sides, I'm just gonna, like, fuck, right, game into the trash.
But hopefully it's good. Hopefully it's not shit.
Don't fuck this one up, Sid Meier, even though you have no control over Civilization anymore and your name is just attached to it.
You know that 2K announced another game.
What?
What is the game?
Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about that.
You get to play this new character.
I don't care.
And you want to know what it is? It's Claptrap!
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Why?
With more recycled now, content.
Character of the year 2013.
Does this mean that 12, there won't be any stairs? Because in the canon of Borderlands 2, it is revealed that Claptrap can't climb up the stairs, so that means that if he's a playable character...
Maybe they'll all be ramps.
Or if he can climb upstairs, I'm interested to see how Gearbox can work that into the story.
Why not just let him rocket
jump? This
all
takes place in space, actually, so you get to fly
around. That would be an original and creative
solution.
Yeah,
I think it's supposed to take place on the moon of Pandora.
You're not joking about this, are you? You're being serious.
No, this is really a serious thing that's actually happening.
Cares about Borderlands.
I didn't enjoy Borderlands 1. Borderlands 1 was boring.
I already care about it.
But I like memes on my
Borderlands
games.
Borderlands 2 is even worse, Rusty.
I don't care about the memes. I had fun playing with friends.
Yes, I agree with everything.
Yeah, but I can have fun with friends if I'm poking a dead body with a stick. That doesn't make it a good thing.
That's the most fun you can have for a friend.
Thanks, Mal.
Mal, potential serial killer of the year on GLA 2014.
Are we going to have a GLA yearbook?
On GLA?
Yes, we will.
Yes.
When you said stick, I assume you mean you poke dead people with their penis.
What?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Yes!
That's too far.
That's even more fun.
Humongous Entertainment.
On Steam.
Is now on Steam, yeah.
Yeah.
And Humongous Entertainment are the shit. And I played Putt-Putt when I was a kid, and that game taught me how to use DOS. What is your favorite Humongous game?
Well, I only played the Maze game.
I played Pajama Man Sam.
Spy Fox.
I don't know the English title of the one, but the Pogo Stick one with the level editor.
I have no idea what that is.
But what's the name of the dog?
What?
Putt-Putt has a dog, right?
Oh, Putt-Putt has a dog. Yeah, he dances. That's right.
Yeah. The fucking dog finds a pogo stick on the junkyard, and the rest of the game is just
pogo stick game,
sort of platforming game. That's not really platforming, it's
arcade. Anyway, the point is that I'm totally going to end up buying the Humongous Complete Pack and then marathoning it one night and getting stuck on a puzzle somewhere, because, you know, that can happen. That really can happen.
How much is the bundle?
I don't know. It's some obscene price right now. And it has like
100 euros.
It has like 30 games in it or some crap.
You have to stream all of them, Catman.
But Putt-Putt and Co. will never be as good as Zumbinis.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember fucking Zumbinis. If I don't remember anything about them, I remember them.
The logical journey of the Zumbinis is a puzzle game that is still good to this day, still challenges me to this day, and didn't talk down to me when I was a kid. And I think the logical journey of the Zumbinis is the sole reason I'm studying for a physics degree right now. So thank you for fucking up my life, logical journey of the Zumbinis. So our next topic is Disney buys Maker Studios, which is kind of interesting.
The whore.
Disney now owns the company that owns or has multi-year contracts with PewDiePie, the Yogscast, Game Grumps, Markiplier, Chugger Conroy, Total Biscuit, Angry Joe, Dodger, Jim Sterling, Continue, Smooth McGroove, Tobuscus, Did You Know Gaming, JonTron, Game Lump, Game Grumps, and Guru Larry.
Game Grumps twice.
And
Game
the Lumps.
They own them twice.
And the Animage, yeah.
And the Animage.
So,
I didn't know there was a corporation backing these guys.
Yeah,
Multi-channel network.
That owns or has contracts with basically every popular YouTube channel, which is kind of messed up when you think about it. You think of these guys as being like independent and just like making videos, but no, they're all indirectly part of the Disney family.
So what you're saying is that Angry Joe is now a pretty Disney princess?
Yes, and I'm saying that PewDiePie will be the next Jar Jar Binks.
Yes.
Oh no!
Yes.
Can you imagine it? Star Wars Episode 7.
I can. Yes. Please. No.
Here's Puny Binks. How's it going, Princess?
Stefan.
Harrison Ford's just there, like, what the fuck? Like old Harrison Ford. Like, what the fuck have I become?
I can't wait for Disney to accidentally take down the video copyright ID and all that shit.
What if Disney buys? What if Disney buys?
Wait, when did Disney buy this? When did Disney buy Maker Studios? When was that?
That was like in the last month. Yeah. It's current-ish.
Because Angry Joe made an April Fool's video that he was bought by Disney.
That was after they were bought by Disney, yes.
Like, what if Disney buys Nintendo?
You're right.
And Nintendo would sell
them. That's not possible because only a Japanese company can buy a Japanese company by Japanese laws.
Really?
Yes.
What if Disney buys Japan?
I learned that from that stupid Atlas deal thing.
Are you sure about that?
I'm not sure, but I heard it back there. Well, Disney can just set up a Japanese firm and then buy Nintendo. Problem solved.
Well, anyway. Isn't there a Japanese Disneyland? That's basically the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing at all.
It's basically the same thing as Disney owning Nintendo, yes.
Being hypocritical, have we talked enough about Disney?
Yes. No.
Yes, we have.
Yes, enough of Disney? Wow, interesting.
Why is that interesting?
He plays Kingdom Hearts.
I don't know anymore.
Because there are the good movies in there.
Kingdom Hearts isn't a good game, though.
The second one is gameplay-wise.
Let's stop talking about goddamn Disney.
Maybe, but like it's literally like 12 hours of people saying friendship and heart and darkness.
And
what's
darkness
wrong with that?
Happy.
I was about to talk about drinking games, but yeah, Kingdom Hearts is great for that.
Infuriatingly incoherent. It is literally the most incoherent, nonsensical game plot I have ever encountered. Space Funeral makes more sense than Kingdom Hearts.
Space Funeral makes a lot of sense, actually. Like,
I think the last one for 3DS cobbles the entire storyline together. I don't know.
Now I know what it's like when I talk about SMC.
I was gonna say.
Does anyone else have any news that they'd like to talk about? Because to be honest, nothing is happening in this month because it's the month before
E3. Yeah.
Let's check GYP.
There was the Nintendo Direct.
Oh yeah.
Tomodachi Life.
Tomodachi Life, get that game. All hail the Virtual Boy.
So does anyone else think that Nintendo's just gone completely batshit insane and this is some sort of weird coping mechanism.
They were always batshit insane, they always do weird things like this.
This is the most batshit insane thing I've seen them do, though.
I hope GLA Tomodachi Life happens.
I kind of need to buy a 3DS now, I've got to be honest.
You don't have one already?
You don't have a 3DS?
Yeah, I don't have a 3DS. I'm getting less and less excuses not to buy one. I really wanted to buy one when the 2DS came out because I hate 3D, as you know. And it came out and it was a fucking doorstop.
You can switch it off.
I'm not paying like 70 quid more for a console just to have a 3D Switch I'll never use.
No, you pay for better battery life and screen protection.
You're paying for a clamshell, Katzman. That's what you're paying for.
Yeah, that's if they released a 2DS with a clamshell, I'd have fucking bought the thing by now. But they haven't, so I'm not. Anyway, the point is that... What is this game? Is it like The Sims, or is it different?
Yeah, kind of. It's like The Sims.
Yeah, sort of.
I thought it would be like only mini games on it.
No.
I think it's like if you would take Animal Crossing and remove control over the characters.
I think you can suggest your characters to do things and like set up scenarios. That's the weirdest thing because it's like, how long is that direct? Like 25 minutes long?
Yeah.
And it tells
you
nothing
like
about
that.
The game.
It could be anything for all we know. Nintendo's depiction of Satoru Iwata. He's becoming like a weird cartoon character. Like, I always remember the Nintendo Direct where he starts off just with like a banana at arm's length, just staring at the banana.
That was amazing. No, that was not starting. This was after the some video about Tropical Freeze.
Yeah. Like, there's all these articles online like, oh, Iwata should leave Nintendo. Iwata is ruining Nintendo. Get rid of him. Even though, you know, the Wii and all that, everyone's going to have a miss, I guess. He's had a load of really good stuff happen in Nintendo. And the 3DS, in fact, while he's been there.
No, but he's not good at the moment, this very
minute.
And
just one thing they get wrong. He's like, Iwata's got to go, even though Nintendo had, like, sky hype. Anyway, the point is...
Wait, are you telling me that gamers judge things by what happened 5 minutes ago? No way.
No, Michael Pachter does that.
Who is that?
He's a guy who gets things wrong.
Michael Pachter is like a guy who gets things wrong.
He likes to play a lot of real-time turn-based video games.
So anyway, that's the news that whatever. Does anyone have any more news? Or is that it?
Not really.
No.
No news came out.
Do you have anything to talk about?
Well, before we do the fan... Conundrum. We have a fan fiction. Before we have a fan fiction conundrum, this week's conundrum is... drumroll. What's the most stuck you've ever been in a video game?
Hmm.
Oh, this is probably going to be easy. Oh, but does that be a stuck
I'm gonna say,
you eventually
this
overcame?
Is that hard, but Hell in Cave Story. I played Cave Story the first time in like 2006. And I got to Hell, and I just played it on and off, and I finally beat it in 2010.
I've got two really good ones, both games I've streamed. East Open Falcana and XCOM, and my own classic Iron Man Damage.
If I betted my life, I would have two lives right now.
Because, like... fucking East, the final boss, I don't stream it. Took like 3 hours over three streams over the course of 3 days.
Wait, 3 hours per stream?
Yeah, generally, roughly.
Over three streams. Yeah. So that's nine hours is nothing. I played I played like 30 minutes, I would say, of Cave Story every day for about 2 months or so to beat Hell. Now I can speed on it, but the first time it took me fucking ages.
Well,
yeah, but once you get it once, once
you can do it again reliably every time, and I don't really understand that at all. But yeah.
Then I guess XCOM for me, because as you guys probably know, the whole me streaming the base game first, and we got to the finale on damage roulette, so that makes like the damage like calculator for what shots would do really, really nuts, so your guys can get one shot really easily. And it's also on classic and Iron Man, so I can reload my saves. I got all the way to the end of the game and then I lost, so all the time was wasted. And then I continued streaming once the expansion came out, and we failed about 10 times, 9 times I think, with like about 10 hours between each stream, almost at least 5 hours I think.
Yeah, you had a lot of restarts,
and eventually I think it was on the 10th try I beat it. Oh my god.
Did I die or not?
No, you did not die. You survived. Ah. No one died in the final mission. Everyone made it home safe except the guy who sacrificed himself.
Who was
everyone?
That was on
everyone
the guys
was
you get
safe
from,
except the guy who died.
That was one of the guys you get from the DLC, so it's fine. All GLA members made back safely. Humanity forever. That moment was so amazing for me. I was over the fucking moon. And I'm talking too much.
I've been stuck on... Well, I guess I've technically been stuck on one game since I bought it, like, I don't know, a decade ago. Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy. There was a fucking glitch in that game where you could not progress. Like, one of the times you become the mummy, and then you just cannot beat that one room, because if you save and then quit and then come back, then it just breaks the game. So then you're stuck in that one dungeon forever, and you have to restart the entire game.
Fuck that. That was in a version of Twilight Princess that I didn't get because I'm European.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
But a lot of people had that. It's terrible, isn't it? It's just terrible when that happens.
But why would you save there?
Because I had to go. I had to leave
the
house.
I mean, in Twilight Princess. I don't want to...
Because you wanted to stop playing and do something else. It's normally
you just find that
save.
Awesome... thing. I don't know. Should we spoil this? I mean,
should
it's
we
a really
spoil
old
Twilight
game.
Princess?
Oh no, not Twilight
no,
Princess.
No, it's too recent. Please.
Okay. I got stuck on Luigi's Mansion because I couldn't find the final boo. Because they always pop through walls. And I was done catching... I think there are 50 and I had all but one. And I couldn't find the room where it was in.
So I just restarted.
There's a bug in Spyro Year of the Dragon, in the version I had that causes one of the gems in the level Fireworks Factory not to drop off of the top of a building with an enemy. That probably took me about 6 months, I think.
I think there's actually... I forget if it's that same Spyro or one of the other ones. My sister tried to 100% it. And then she found out after getting every single egg except for one of them that if you do not get the egg the first time you go through one of the race areas, then you can never get it ever again. Jesus. So she did 99% and then you can't win it ever again.
I hate when games do that. Worst in collectathon games where there's a bug that stops you from getting one thing.
It's even worse if it's not even a bug. It's because if it's because of game design, that's the worst.
No. I have never played a collectathon game like that ever.
Well, with this, it's definitely a bug, and it was for the PS1, so. To fix it, they would give people, they would send people discs or something, fixed discs. But my sister tried to do this well after that, so there was no way to beat
it. Yeah, I had a bug in Spyro 3 as well. One of the levels, I had almost all of the gems except one, and when I used Sparks to find it, he didn't find shit. It just wasn't there.
Wow, that's awful. That's awful.
But the only thing I can actually remember where I got stuck longer than a day or something was old adventure games, where you just didn't know what to do until a week later when you were buttering your toast and suddenly epiphany, oh, I have to combine this with this item in a completely nonsensical manner.
The only one I can think of was when I was a kid playing Pokemon Silver. I could not for the life of me find HM Surf, and I couldn't use the internet, and I didn't buy gaming magazines, so I was just... I don't know, it was months before I found it. I got so desperate that I started... Because in Pokemon Silver, you can write, mail, right? And I didn't know what that was for, so I just bought mail, and I wrote it to NPC.
NPC?
Dear Bill, do you know where Surf is? Help! And I didn't send it to him, I just gave it to a Pidgey and stuck it in my box.
Oh, man.
That's adorable.
Is it still there?
Well,
it probably is.
No, probably the save's gone by now. Because the battery is empty.
I will find it, and I'll get a webcam next time I stream.
While we talk about gold and silver, let's not talk about Whitney. I got so stuck on Whitney.
Yeah, if you pick your Cyndaquil, you're fucked against Whitney.
I played the first time through.
I always pick fire types, always, without question. Even in X and Y, where I ended up with 3 fire starters.
I always pick the grass type. Except in gold and silver, because Chikorita sucks. But in all the others, I picked the grass type.
I just pick whatever one looks coolest, and lately they just get less and less cool.
Oh, actually, I got stuck. Actually, it's not really stuck, but I technically got stuck on Super Mario Sunshine because I lost a disc.
Well, that doesn't count.
Well, that doesn't count.
I got stuck on Wonderful 101 because I didn't buy the game.
That doesn't count. It didn't even start it.
Uh-huh. I saw a Let's Play at the first level, and then I didn't buy it.
Come on.
Look what you've done. You've really tickled him now.
Affinite doesn't laugh. This is weird to me.
That was such a non got stuck in the game because he lost the disc.
That's the reason.
It's a practical reason when you think about it.
I ended up rebuying the game some months after when it was cheaper.
Does anyone else have answers to the conundrum?
I just want to say, Mao, you have no idea what it was like to exist in a pre-internet age where you got stuck on a puzzle in an adventure game, you couldn't look it up on the interweb. You just had to suck it down.
So, what's the longest RPG to ever exist?
Fall Fantasy VII is 100 hours of gameplay.
Is it a Dragon Quest game?
It's an action RPG,
Skyrim.
Did I say it?
Yes.
All right, it's Star Ocean Till the End of Time, and it was fucking painful as shit.
Yes.
How long is it?
Oh my god. Oh my god, that reminds me.
It is so fucking long, I just wanted to kill myself.
Wait, that reminds me. I played that game. I beat it. I go into the end into
you
the end game.
You fucking beat it?
Dude.
Yes,
dude.
I beat the game. And then I go into the fucking end game. And oh my god, I fucked everything up.
Dude.
I got the worst ending. Sorry. So that in one of the end game dungeons, it makes you fight... It makes you fight a shadow version of the main character and then whoever they're paired with in the end. I got the worst ending where the MC is forever alone. So that means I have to fight the shadow version of the MC along with the shadow version of the final boss. So I can never beat that. So I tried to go into another one of like the only other available endgame dungeon, and I get to fucking Gabriel Celesti, who is fucking impossible because he has all of his attacks one shot everyone, and also they're all area of effects, and also the arena is teeny as shit, so I could never beat him, and he was blocking the only other suit, like fucking 100 or 200 level dungeon, and I wanted to go into that, and god damn that game, I blocked that out of my memory. I even had the fucking strategy guide.
Oh my god.
There's two discs, and I'm still stuck on disc one because this is so fucking
the dragon,
long.
Right? Jesus Christ. You can't beat the dragon.
Guys, you say it's long.
I think the biggest problem is that it didn't have an objective list, and there you go. I don't know where the fuck to go. And so I had to go and take long walks to the NPC, and they tell you where to go, and I still get lost.
I played for like a month, and then I was just like, okay, I need the strategy guide. So I bought the strategy guide, and like I still tried to use it to a minimum, but it was really useful.
How many endings does this game have?
I did not know it has endings. I didn't even remember
there's Star Ocean 4 where is really nice. I mean, it's a shit game, but like it's really nice because you can go to the when you get to the end, if you play it right, you can get every single ending at the same time. In this game, you can only get one ending at one time. So you can only get one pairing, and you can only see everyone's endings once, and it's just like, god damn it, I have to play it again. And also, you can only unlock the endings. You have to beat the game to unlock the different difficulty levels. So it's just awful in every single way.
Also, if you beat the game, you finally have access to multiplayer.
Oh, yes. Well, no, you don't
have to. That was fucking retarded.
You don't have to beat the game. You just have to beat an optional dungeon. And then you have to go through these fucking chess mazes. And then you can get an item to do multiplayer.
Okay, two things. First, is Star Ocean 4 the one that's on PS3 and shit?
Yes, I
got
that one.
That's fucking awesome, okay?
No, okay, see, I got it on the 360.
But nevertheless, talking about endgame bosses, I was stuck on Dragon's Dogma endgame. Because I tried to beat it for a week straight and I couldn't do it. And then I stopped for 2 months, I got back and finished it in one day. That was really weird.
Oh yeah, see, Dragon's Dogma is fucking weird, the ending.
It's the best ending. Anyway, is that all?
That's the end of this topic. I'm ending this topic, and we're moving now.
Catsman, we had daylight savings or whatever a while ago. You got the time wrong.
I don't...
For New York.
That wasn't the time. That was Happy Man.
Happy Man.
Fuck! Yeah. Well, even so, you'd be like an hour late anyway.
Nobody needs it anymore. Everyone's tired of it.
I really fucking hate daylight savings, and it confuses me so much.
They did deprecate all the clocks for the Linux clocks, and...
The problem is that American daylight saving and English daylight saving start at different fucking times. So
like
I have to keep track of when American daylight saving... anyway... Right.
Well,
the point
is, 3 was like an hour ago anyway.
We should
just
boycott daylight savings and not change our clocks.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea.
Sorry, boss, I was an hour late to work, but I'll explain to you why I was late.
We have a fan fiction so disturbing that Happy Man doesn't want to play it.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to play the fan fiction on air to see our reactions, but then I listened to a bit of it and it's like, nope. Don't want to hear this.
Let's do it.
Everyone mute yourself and just play it.
Too grimdark or what?
Go on.
Play it.
You could play it without listening
play
to
it.
Yourself.
You can listen to it when a podcast comes out. I'm not
I want to have our reactions to it in the podcast.
No, I don't want to hear it. I'll just walk away.
I want to hear it later.
Well, yeah, put it
I
on
hear it
and
now.
Then put it
you
on and walk
it.
Away
so
for 5 minutes.
Now, everyone knows you just defer to Happy's opinion, so...
Go on.
We do it live.
We don't do it live.
Do it.
You guys don't know, all right?
This is the anime podcast, and I want it.
This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video.
No!
You're not the host. You're the host. Only I can end it.
No, I'm the host.
I am the host.
No, it's my podcast.
I'm the host.
Well, I own the soundboard, so fuck you guys. I'm not playing it.
Play it. Come on.
Why can't you just play it and not listen to it yourself?
Hey, Mr. Sound, what do you have to say?
Will it still show up in the recording?
It will be in the recording, yeah.
Okay, good. Hold on then.
What are the themes of this fanfiction?
What's it based on?
It's gotta be Sonic.
It's something. Sonic. It's really is quite it terrible. No, it's not fucking illegal. Okay. Why would I have illegal fan? What constitutes illegal fanfiction?
I know, right?
Instructions on how to make a bomb.
Maybe.
I would love that. Instructions on how to make a bomb fanfiction.
Is it bomb porn? It's in my...
Alright, I'm playing it. I'm playing it. Here we go.
Alright, everyone mute yourself.
The fanfiction I will be reading today is Cloud Mows the Lawn. This fanfiction contains graphic imagery. You have been warned. Tifa knelt by the window, with her arms were rested on the windowsill. She sighed in contentment, gazing outside. Cloud was out front, mowing the lawn. His shirt was off, which was a big turn-on for Tifa, his wife of 2 weeks. Tifa laughed as she realized she could stare at him all day. She was rather sad he would finish eventually. He worked out every day, and his chest really showed that. He was the sexiest man Tifa ever saw. That didn't make Tifa fall in love with him, though. They grew up together, and they had secret crushes on each other throughout adolescence. Cloud proposed to her the day after their long adventure, and she immediately accepted. She would never forget that moment when she felt like she and Cloud were alone in space. They married a week after he proposed, and were rarely seen outside after that. Anyway, back to the story. Tifa was in the master bedroom on the second floor of their new house, watching the man of her dreams cut the grass. The 20-year-old woman was watching him mow the lawn for the 7th time. It was a hobby of hers, and the fact that they had a huge yard and that it would take Cloud an extra long time to cut it. Watching how strong he was, she would not move for anything. Suddenly, Tifa felt a slight rumble in her stomach, but she ignored it. She was having too good of a time watching Cloud. The best part, the mowing routine, was the end when he would come upstairs to shower. Right before he entered the bathroom, she would ask Cloud if they could take a shower together. They would always end up kissing throughout the shower, and they would leave in a better mood than ever. She was so sure he would let her shower with her that she was not wearing underwear under her black miniskirt. She felt her stomach rumble again and sighed. She really didn't want to leave. She wanted Tay-Tay there for the longest time, watching her husband do the yard. Of course, she knew he would do it again and again, but she cherished every minute of watching him. She could not bear to stop. Tifa's stomach rumbled again, louder than the first 2 times. She realized she had to think of what to do, and quickly. She could run and return immediately, but then she would miss some of the lawn mowing. Her second opinion was to stay and clean up after herself, but the fear of getting caught made her feel uneasy. This feeling caused her stomach to rumble more. Tifa looked down. The floor was a brand new and very expensive tile floor. It was not a very pleasant idea for her to mess it up. "Whatever," muttered Tifa. "When a girl has to shit, a girl has to shit." Tifa's black skirt was actually a wraparound, and it was easy to remove. Soon she was bottomless. Tifa took a deep breath and closed her eyes. She pushed and grunted over again, until she felt her anus stretch. "This is it," she said aloud. while still pushing and grunting. A cracking sound filled her ears as the
Everything's fine.
As the turd finally slid out of her body. It was a hard one, dark brown and compressed together. And boy, did it stink. Tifa didn't mind the smell of her own droppings, but she knew it would be difficulty to get away with this. With Tifa's shit sitting on the floor, she felt slightly relieved. Tifa let out a long, gassy fart. She giggled, for she tended to have gassy poops. Her relief soon ended, however, as she felt another log traveling from her colon to her rectum. She pushed again, and the turd began to slide out. Unfortunately, for poor Tifa, it got stuck halfway. "I'll bet that feels good," said Cloud from behind her. Tifa immediately jumped up in shock. She was so focused on expelling what the... Tifa jumped up immediately in shock. She was so focused on expelling what was in her gorgeous bowels that Cloud finished the lawn and came up to the bedroom. So there she was, standing in a white t-shirt, white socks, red sneakers, and no pants or underwear, with 5 inches of shit sticking out of her ass, in front of the love of her life. Tifa began to cry, and Cloud approached her and hugged her. She didn't care her shirt became drenched in his sweat. She wanted her man. She even felt a bulge in his pants, and realized that her taking a dump turned him on. To Tifa's surprise, Cloud turned her around and lowered her onto her hands and knees. Tifa was puzzled at first, wondering what he would do, but that puzzle was soon solved, as Cloud guided his dickwood her anus and the shit that hung from it. Cloud moaned as Tifa's warm poo mashed against his dick. They had had anal sex many times before, but never with such a huge turd stuck in Tifa's ass. Suddenly, Cloud's dick set the poo that had been stuck in Tifa's ass free. Tifa's rectum expelled turd. Tifa farted again, and Cloud felt a pleasant breeze on his member. "Thanks," exclaimed Tifa.
"Hey, no problem," said Cloud. "I'm going to shower. Want to get in with me?"
Jesus fucking Christ. Wow.
Holy shit.
I think we've all been there.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
I'm desensitized.
That was beautiful.
I'm desensitized. I am legit desensitized.
Were you ready? Of course you're desensitized.
Yeah, well, no, but like, I felt nothing when I read it. No disgust. I was just like, yep, this is fan fiction.
I thought it was going to get a lot worse, so I'm actually a little...
Yeah, I mean, like...
I'm really burned out on just reading fan... I can't read anything. Like, fan fictions at all, and I can't, like, put up with this kind of stuff at all. It just pisses me off. That's why I stopped reading them.
Hey,
I thought this one was really funny because it's like it's full of really weird typos, like
yeah,
turd, and there's like there's just like weird like made up words that sort of creep into sentences, and then it's got phrases like gorgeous bowels that I just you get to gorgeous bowels and you're like
look in the future though I prefer like your fanfics. Or, I don't know, more like the Goku one. I think.
Oh, come on.
Stupid
I like
sex.
These.
No, they should no. all be like this.
They should all be
no,
just
stupid
sex.
We should have a,
no,
we should have a good should have mix, them. I think. Of,
let me
of,
talk. Yeah. Stupid sex shit is way too easy.
It's wow, no, it's I wouldn't say
you
that.
You underestimate how crazy these fucking fetishes can be.
I mean, Jesus Christ, Mao.
Yeah,
no fun allowed,
like
Mao over here. Jeez.
I fucking hate all fanfiction.
Stop laughing at the scat porn, guys.
Not
turned on by it or anything. Boom.
Whatever.
What about the Obama hot dog fanfiction?
No, it was funny, but like,
wait, what?
It was conceptually funny. Like the fanfiction was just like all the others, but it was conceptually it was one of the best fanfictions. Obama and a hot dog.
I don't know, I mean I think that like It has to be so bad that it's just like...
What about the Brawl one you read once, Cats? That one was up there.
Which I never one? Read Bowser a Brawl Sonic? One.
The thought... one... It was like Fangirls.
Lucas?
Yeah.
Something. Oh my god, that was the one I read, I think.
No, wait. Hang on, no, it was like Pitt and Ike or something.
Oh,
and...
I read that one, yeah.
Yeah.
I read it all in like my best Matt Berry voice as well. By accident.
I thought yes, that, the funniest that was one was, and Sonic say. And
oh god.
My favorite one great. Was the permanent Bologna one. That
the Bologna. Oh, god.
No.
Fuck that one.
Fuck.
It just went louder and louder. I was just at work laughing my fucking ass.
The thing about the and Sonic say and Tails say one is that it wasn't actually a posted fanfiction. It was just a fanfiction that somebody posted in the comments section of another Sonic fanfiction.
Yeah. That makes it so much better though.
The thing is, they have to be cataclysmically bad or ridiculous to really sort of shine, you know, to yeah. be truly amazing.
We're constantly trying to one-up ourselves.
Yeah. I won't do a fan fiction every week, but if I can find a cataclysmically bad one, I'll do one.
Hey, if you can
You should definitely be going for more like pre-teens who obviously don't know anything about... anything yeah. writing fan fiction. Those are the funny ones, not the crazy fetish ones.
Yeah,
this is disturbing. Go for
maybe
the little
kid next. That would be of crazy. Good fan fiction. I think... they can send them in.
So the podcast is over.
Oh, yeah. You always ask that, Mal. You always ask that.
Let me do
damn
the
damn
fucking.
It, Mal.
I'll do the sign off now. How about that, Mal? Will you be happy then?
Yeah, I'll be happy.
Okay, Animich, you do the sign off.
Oh, remember to play Ib.
You have been listening to Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made from 99% pure sausages. Remember to watch our stream on lunchtime.org.uk or gatheryourparty.com/stream. Like and subscribe really helps me out. Yeah, we have
really
a YouTube
helps us out.
Really helps me out. We have a YouTube channel now. youtube.com/user/theGLA stream, or you can find it on our website. I'll put a link. And we upload highlights from our streams. So, yeah, go there, like and subscribe. Really helps me out.
Really helps
Leave a favorite, leave a comment if you've ever listened to a podcast, or alternatively, if you haven't. That's
turn
all.
Off,
goodbye.
Turn off ad block
also remember
when you watch
if you,
our videos.
If you want us to respond to your shit on the show, send us a voicemail in form of a Vocaroo, preferably, because we won't be reading the comments anymore.
Send us a Vocaroo or a phonogram.